The soldiers finished the last line and Godrin shouted, "This is the day of your independence, the day your children can breathe freedom. Apollyon has called you to your destiny. Now take up your swords and fulfill it. You will not shame our ancestors. Victory is here." The soldiers' voices thundered, and Godrin turned to Apollyon. Apollyon nodded through his jaguar-shaped helmet, and together they walked to the ship's hatch. "Do you think Urium truly betrayed us?" said Godrin. "It's hard to predict what he will decide," said Apollyon. "But if he has betrayed us, do not show him any mercy. He should have allied with us or remained neutral."
He narrowed his eyes suspiciously at an unsavory character sitting several feet away from him on the small bench upon which Mortimer had perched his rather large frame. The man curled his lip at Mortimer's unashamed stare.
"Well, Bodger, seems you won again."
"Sit down! Officer Orange has some questions for you."
"Documentation is not far from my grasp, and only with a correspondence, of course, to be mailed by my nanny. Justice shall be served."
"You come seeking devils? Demons? You don't need to look much further than your own shadow. Demons are not what you think, what the storybooks haunt you with. They look like you, and me, and they're much, much worse. I have seen the world, have seen what men, women, do when no one is looking. Unimaginable things."
Part 1. Culture. You can hire the best talent, invest in the best equipment, and serve the best customers. But unless you create a corporate culture that is satisfied only with excellence, your efforts will fail. To build a great organization, you first need to determine your principal objective, your reason for being, or your mission. Unified by that guiding mission, you can foster a culture dedicated to excellence, customer satisfaction, and employee engagement.
The snow-colored skin, which almost integrated itself with the sheets underneath, gradually changed from pure white to silver gray. My eyes were closed. I heard her high-pitched squeals and his deep-throated grunts. All three of us finished together, just the way I liked it. She collapsed onto him. I imagined them relishing in that single moment of pleasure and satisfaction, their breath evening out, and their heartbeats falling into a steady rhythm. I cleaned myself up as best I could.
Insist that democracy is, in fact, possible in America, that capitalism won't rule forever, that climate catastrophe will be addressed in radical ways, that labor will have dignity, that gender identity will be honored. Democracy is as radical as it is necessary. It requires courage, endless amounts. But if there's anything the stories chronicled here offer, it's that democracy, like the hope and love that nourish it, can't ever be abandoned. Not now. Not ever.
In patients treated with high and prolonged doses of antibiotics, for example, for the treatment of long festering Lyme disease, also known as borreliosis, transmitted by ticks, the bacteria Clostridium difficile, C. diff, can become prevalent in the gut, leading to severe and dangerous colitis and diarrhea. In such cases, and for many other dysbiosis problems, medical researchers are experimenting with fecal microbial transplants to rebalance the gut microbiome. FMTs in encapsulated oral pills are jokingly referred to as crapsules.
Jesus entered the world. Though the darkness tried, it was not able to snuff out his light. For while he was in the world, Jesus used his light to kindle the flames of others. To this day, a remnant remains. You, now you, are the light of the world.
The enemy may be crafty, but Yahweh is wise.
You are the Lord's Trojan horse, and the darkness has no idea you are coming.